glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
The judicial system in our land is designed with the purpose to hold us accountable. Courts are held, decisions are passed down, and judgment is rendered in every case. To be just, the Heavenly Father renders judgment upon every soul of man. It isn't that our Creator is looking for a cause to accuse us of sin. Our sins accuse us themselves. His judgment will simply hold us all accountable.
Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, lighten my darkness, pour over me your
Today's scriptural message will impress upon our minds that God holds us all accountable for our lives. There is a judgment coming. The first scripture comes from the recorded words of Jesus found in Matthew chapter 12, verses 35 and through 37, where he is answering some accusations about his actions. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, the Lord said. And the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Jesus makes us each and every one responsible for the words that we speak. He declares a day of accounting when a judgment will take place. A second passage of Scripture comes from the letter of Romans, chapter 14, verses 10 through 12. In this section of Scripture, the inspired apostle is discussing the way that we are to consider one another and not pass judgment on others regarding matters that are of conscience and of opinion. And so he writes, "You then, why do you judge your brother? Or why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, 'As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will confess to God.' So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God." The apostle makes it clear that there is a day when we will give an accounting to God for ourselves. This is a stern reminder that we should be considering the life we are living rather than being too critical and judgmental toward others. For we will not be asked to give an account for the way they live, but for our own life. And a third passage comes from the letter of Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Reference is made to our giving an account to the living God, who knows and sees all things. Now, before I read from the prophecy of Ezekiel, I would take us back to the fall of man that's recorded for us in Genesis chapter 3. Adam and Eve were living in the Garden of Eden. They enjoyed a relationship with God in their innocent state. But when they sinned by eating the forbidden fruit, they were conscious of that sin. They hid themselves from God's presence, or at least they tried to do so. When God confronted Adam about his sin, he was unwilling to take the responsibility for it. He laid the blame for his sin on Eve, and he even blamed God himself, since he had given the woman to him. Eve was also unwilling to be accountable for her sin. She blamed the serpent. She wasn't responsible, she said, because she'd been lied to. If the devil hadn't deceived her, she would not have sinned. So, she reasoned that the responsibility for her sin rested upon the serpent. When we read of Cain and his sin, we find the same attitude, the son of Adam. He was not willing to be accountable. How about Pontius Pilate? He was not willing to take his own responsible part in condemning Jesus to death on the Roman cross. He washed his hands before the people and then declared, "I am innocent of this man's blood. It is your responsibility." The 18th chapter of the prophecy of Ezekiel clearly states the fact that God is going to hold us accountable individually for our own sins. When we read the word of the Lord to Israel in chapter 18 of Ezekiel's prophecy, we find God imposing the responsibility of one's own personal sin upon himself. And so let me read some selected portions of that message. For every living soul belongs to me. The Father, as well as the Son, both alike belong to me. The soul who sins is the one who will die. The Son will not share the guilt of the Father, nor will the Father share the guilt of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous man will be credited to him, and the wickedness of the wicked will be charged against him. Well, you might want to read on a little further into the details of Ezekiel chapter 18. It is our relationship with Jesus Christ that prepares us for the judgment that is coming. Jesus said, "Whoever hears my words and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life." John 5:24. It is our prayer that in some way we can help each and every one of our listeners in your relationship with Jesus Christ, the Lord of heaven and earth. We would love to share his message of salvation with you. If you have not received it, we pray that you will contact us, open your heart, and find the blessings that there are in knowing Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior.
Some in the last days with evil desires scoff at the promise once made. Where is the coming foretold long ago? Where are the trumpets and where are the clouds and why are the dead still in their graves? They have forgotten that long, long ago God with the word all things made, and by that same word present heaven and earth wait for the fire reserved for the judgment and final destruction of ungodly men. Jesus is coming. On the clouds He will ride like the wind. Yes, He is coming. To some as a foe and to others as friend. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who still are alive will meet the Lord in the join with the angels on high. A day to the Lord is like thousands of years, thousands of years like a day. His deepest desire is for all to repent, patiently waiting, not slow in the keeping. The promise will surely soon be fulfilled. The day of the Lord, like a deep in the night, comes with a thunderous sound. The holy invasion with Christ in command, floods from the heavens with trumpets resounding and angels proclaiming, Jesus has come. Jesus is coming. On the clouds He will ride like the wind. The wind.
Yes, He is coming.
Some as a foe and to others as friend. The dead in Christ will rise first, and we who still are alive will meet the Lord in the air and join with the angels on high and join with the
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.